When my pole is set in motion from this side, he does not see the priest intervening. He is craving forgiveness for his sins and responses and trespasses from the grace of God behind the veil. When a fountain gushes from a rock, the rock disappears in the fountain. After that, no one calls it a stone, seeing that such a pure substance has gushed forth from the rock.
Aha. Okay, go back. In time of Rumi, there is this stone in the mountain. There is a hole in it. The water comes out. What do you call it? A hole? Or fountain? That's the point. That, yes, this is a hole, but when it is connected and water comes out, suddenly it's not like that. Nobody will call it stone. Yes.
Know that these forms are like bowls and acquire excellence through that which God pours into them.
Aha. This is what you should learn, that in your imaginations, something from somewhere that you don't understand will come in those imagination and will improve them. So you have to think about them, imagine it, try to picture it, and all that. It's not that, but it will improve, and you may one day succeed. Yes.
How the kinsfolk of Majnun said to him, "The beauty of Layla is limited. It is not so very great. In our city there are many fairer than she. We will show unto you one or two or ten. Take your choice and deliver us and yourself."
Yeah, this is a very good example. Let's talk to Romeo. Come on, let's go over Juliet. I will find you so many girls and a lot of different women. So what? Yes.
And how Majnun answered them. The fools in their ignorance said to Majnun, "The beauty of Layla is not so very great. It is of slight account. There are thousands of moon-like sweethearts fairer than she in our city." He replied, "The form is a pot, and beauty is the wine. God is giving me wine from her form."
Aha. Okay, the stupid people, they talk to Majnun and say, "Hey, this lady is not that pretty. There are prettier here, let me show it to you." He said, "Listen. The form of this lady is just a pot. There is wine in it. God is giving me the wine from this pot. Now what?" Yes.
"He gave you vinegar from her pot, lest love of her should pull you by the ears."
Ah, but to you, from the same stuff comes the vinegar. So you will not like it. That's the point. Yes.
"The hand of God, the Almighty and Glorious, gives poison or honey to everyone from the same pot."
Ah. The trick is this, that he has only one pot. God doesn't have several pots. But from the same pot, we'll give you honey or we'll give you vinegar. Depends who you are and how you are acting. This is what love is. Love is the essence in something that if you are looking for goodness, it tastes good to you. If not, it doesn't. That simple. Yes.
"You see the pot, but the wine does not show itself to the wrong eye. Spiritual experience is the women who look modestly. It shows no sign but to its possessor." That wine is the women who look modestly, while these vessels screening it are like the tents. The great river is a tent, wherein is life for the duck, but death for crows. Venom also is the snake's food and provision. Its venom is anguish and death to others.
Ah. Okay, up to here, you remember book 1, 2, everything was simple because we're dividing this and that and that. Here's something in here that I told you in book 6 will bring you a lot of confusions. Because you say, listen, you are calling this good or bad or long or short or whatever. It's not like that. Because what is the main subject here? It's life. And life is given to us. Just like that. What do you think about that? You say, listen. Yeah, he brings the example of a lady that it doesn't do this and that and that. To say what? You say, listen. This something that I'm talking about is good for some people and bad for some people. There are people who cannot understand what love is because they're deep in the other part of this. Everything in the universe is like this. Positive and negative are together. The judgment of the animal was the stuff that we told you should forget if you read this book. Mm. Those four birds, those four thinking. Do you remember wanting the good thing, wanting to be healthy, wanting to be here forever, and wanting to be powerful? But let go of all of that, because all of this are just silly images. The main stuff is something which you cannot point out it like this. You have to go for it, and when you are qualified, you will get it. That's what it is. Yes?
The form of every blessing and affliction is a hell to this one, a paradise to that one. Therefore, you see all bodies and things, and there is food and poison in them. You do not see it.
Mm-hmm. Here is, what do you see, what don't you see? Listen. You look at every stuff and you see it, right? But do you see inside of it, which this one is good, is bad, is delicate, or what? You don't. Yes?
Everybody resembles a bowl or a pot wherein is both food and a heart burning. The bowl is visible, the plenty in it is hidden. He who tastes it knows what he is eating or drinking from it.
Yeah. The only fellow who could understand it is the fellow who is drinking it. You, by looking at it, I told you, we are like a pot. Right? You see the pot, but do you understand what's inside of it? That's the point. Because the value is the essence in here. Not the blah, blah, blah of this. Yes?
The form of Joseph was like a beauteous cup. From it, his father drank 100 exhilarating wines. Again, to his brethren, the draught they took from it was poisoned water, which was increasing in them anger and hatred.
Aha. A very good example is the beauty of Joseph. Joseph is beautiful. His father loves it. His brothers, they hate it. Jealousy is there. Because the father, looking at Joseph, sees the beauty. These, they look at him and see the competition. Because they include me in it. That's it. The ego, the self, that stuff should go away. Yes.
Again, to Zuleika, from it was sugar. She was quaffing a different opiate from love. The nutriment which came from Joseph to that fair one was other than that which came to Jacob. The sherbets are various, but the pot is one, in order that no doubt may remain in you concerning the wine of the unseen.
Ah, this is it. This is it. In all the different pots, in all the different people, there are different stuff inside, but the outside, we look alike. The problem is what's inside you, that invisible stuff. Yes.
The wine belongs to the unseen, the pot to this world. The pot is apparent, the wine in it is hidden. Hidden from the eyes of the uninitiated, but manifest and evident to the adept.
Aha! This is the trick. That when the wine is there, nobody sees. No. There are some specialists that will see it over there. So when we say invisible, it's not invisible. It's difficult to see, especially for you. Yes.
Oh my God, our eyes have been intoxicated. Forgive us, our burdens have been made heavy.
6 verses all in Arabic. Yeah.
O concealed one, who have filled from east to west and are exalted above the light of the Orient and the Occident. You are an inmost ground of consciousness revealing our inmost thoughts. You are a bursting force that causes our dammed up rivers to burst forth. O you whose essence is hidden while your gifts are sensible, you are as the water and we as the millstone. You are as the wind and we as the dust. The wind is hidden while the dust blown by it is plainly visible. You are the spring. We are fair as the verdant orchard. It is hidden while its bounty is manifest. You are
not
as...
It the, is hidden. I'm sorry.
It is hidden.
He is hidden.
He is hidden.
Okay.
He is hidden. Well, its bounty or his bounty?
But me?
He is hidden while his bounty is manifest.
Same way. It's bounty. I don't know, because the word is givingness, bakhshish, and it has 2 different meanings. One is to giving and one is forgiving. Both are bakhshish. Yes.
You are as the spirit. We are like hand and foot. The closing and opening of the hand is due to the spirit. You art as the reason. We are like this tongue. This tongue has its expression from the reason.
Who is talking?
Rumi.
Suddenly Rumi is talking not to me, not to you, to him, to beloved. Say, this is it. This feeling should be in you. The passion is like this. Illogical, but it's there. Yes.
You are like the joy, and we are the laughter. We are the result of blessed joy. Our movement is really a continual profession of faith, which bears witness to the eternal Almighty One. The turning of the millstone in agitation is a profession of faith in the existence of the stream. O you who is beyond my conception and utterance, dust is on the head of me and my similes.
Ah, this is Rumi. Rumi is saying that, you are out of this argument saying this and saying that. That on my head, and all the examples I bring, I should shut up. This is what he means, yes.
Your servant cannot refrain from depicting your beauty.